So the Gemara begins 2 lines down. We're analyzing yesterday's brisa about the Mizbeach Ha'Ola and the Yisod of the Mizbeach Ha'Ola. So the Gemara had suggested, according from the brisa, O Eino El Mizbeach Shel Ola Yehei Li Yisod. So this suggestion, this was a Havamin in the Gemara, that the Dmei Ola, the Zrikas Dam of the Ola, should be placed on the Karnos that have a Yisod Kenegeta. That was the suggestion of what it meant in the Pasuk of Yisod Mizbeach Ha'Ola. So Gemara says, how could you have thought that? Miksiv el yisod ha'ola, el yisod mizbeach olaksiv. Meaning the Havmina was that all of these rikas of the ola should be on the yisod. Had it said yisod ha'ola, that the yisod should be going where all the olas should be going on the yisod, that would have been fine. But it says yisod mizbeach ola, that sounds like it has nothing to do with the carbon ola, but has to do with the mizbeach ola, which is a mizbeach for all carbonos. So how could there have been such a Havmina? So Gemara says, it couldn't have said El Yisod Ha'Ola, because if you have a Ksiv El Yisod Ha'Ola, Havamina, I would think, where would you put the Zrik of the Ola? Bezikifa Shei Yisod. We know the Yisod juts out. The Yisod is on the bottom, goes up an Amma, and then goes in an Amma. So you would think you should put it on the vertical point of the Amma, the wall of the Yisod, had said El Yisod Ha'Ola, but now the Ksiv El Yisod Mizbeach Ola has to be Agagol Yisod, meaning just like on the Mizbeach, when you do the Zrika, on the Mizbeach, it's on top of the Mizbeach, so too, when you sprinkle the Zrika, the Havamin at least, the Zrika of the Ola should be on the Gag of the Yisod. So you couldn't have thought that Havamin, El Yisod HaOla wouldn't have been sufficient. So that's why it is a decent Havamina, El Yisod HaMizbeach HaOla would have been, that maybe it means that the Zrika HaOla goes on the Yisod and doesn't tell me anything about all other Shirayim of other Karbanos. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yishmael Reshmal says, you don't need a pasuk of Yisod HaMizbeach to tell me that it goes on the Gag of the Yisod. We already know from a Kal Vachomer that, of course, it would only go on the Gag of the Yisod. What's the idea? Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Gag Yisod Lama Likra. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that this Zrikas Ha'Ola would have gone on the Gag of the Yisod? Kal Vachomer, by the way, this is still all in the Havamina, that we're putting the Zrikas Ha'Ola on the Yisod. They really go on the Keren, not on the Yisod. So why would you have not needed a pasuk? So Kal Vachomer, ma shiyarei chatas sheinu mechaperes, it's just like the shiraim of a carbon chatas, and the shiraim are not mechaperes anything, and yet they require tuna gag yisod, so when you pour it on the yisod, it goes on the roof of the yisod, the horizontal part of the yisod. So then tchila sa'ola, and this havamina, the tchila sa'ola, which is the zrika of the ola, not the shiraim, but the zrika of the ola, which is shemechaperes, Eino din shetuna gag yisod, is it not an obvious point that of course that which is mechaperis requires the gag of the yisod? You don't mean the apostle tell me this is a kal vachomer. Rabbi Kiva says a very similar kal vachomer. I'm Rabbi Kiva. You don't need a apostle to tell me it goes in the gag yisod. It's a kal vachomer. Ma shiari hachata shein mechaperin. And he adds, we'll see in the nafkamin in a second, and also ein bon lechaper, which sounds like the same thing, that the shiraim of achatas don't provide kapara. And yet, when you do the shiraim, you tuna gag yisod, you pour it on the roof of the yisod. So then, certainly, tchila sa'ola, this havamina, the zrika of ola, in other words, which is shemechaperes, ubasa lechaper, it provides kapara, eino din shetuna gag. So certainly, it does require the gag ha-yisod. You don't need a pasuk. So then, if you don't need a pasuk, gim kein matam alomar el yisod mizbeach ha'ola, what's it coming to tell me? It must be telling me, tein yisod l'mizbeach sha'ola. You give a yisod to all that goes on, all that which goes on the Mizbeach Ola, meaning all karbanos that go on the Mizbeach Ola on the outer one requires the yisod. It's telling me that the shiraim is a din to all karbanos on the yisod of the Mizbeach Ha'Ola. So that's the whole back and forth. Gemara wants to know now, my benayu, in this Kal Vachomer between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, which said almost identical statements, it's just that Rabbi Kiva added in one line, he said, not only is it not Mechaper, Ein Mechaperin, but it's also Ein Bon Lechaper. What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yishmael's Kal Vachomer and Rabbi Kiva's Kal Vachomer? My benayu. And so the Gemara answers as follows. Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, Shiraim Me'akvin Ike Benayu. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Is Shiraim going to Me'akiv the carbon or not? Mar saver ma'akve, mar save lo ma'akve. So what's this machlokas? How does that connect? Where do you see that? That's the nafkamina. So if you look at Rashi around halfway down the narrow lines, it says, shiraim ma'akvin ike benayu. Rabbi Yishmael saver kaparahu de lo mechapre ava ikuva ma'akve. Rabbi Yishmael just says one statement. It's not mechaper, but he assumes that the kapara of the carbon is talay on it. And Rabbi Kiva, the Mosif, he adds in the phrase of Ein Ban L'Chapara, what they're telling me, Ashminan, not only the Ein Matan Dam and Shematanos Tolei Behen, Dom Akvi Lu Shirayim L'Hazos. Meaning what? Everyone agrees that Shirayim themselves are not Mechaper. But the question is the Karban's Kapara, does it hinge on the bringing of the Shirayim? So since Rabbi Kiva says it not only is not Mechaper, it's also Ein Ban L'Chapara, it's not Mechakev the Karban's Kapara. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I agree that the Shirayim don't provide Kapara, but it does prevent the Karban of being Mechaper. And that's an afkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether Shirayim are Ma'akev or not. Gemara then says, not true. Comes along the opinion of her Papa Amar, Duchuy Amla Shirayim ain't Ma'akev. Shirayim are not Ma'akev, the Kapara of the Karban. So what's Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? The Hacha B'mitzoy Chatas Ha'of. What's mitzvah chatas? After you shech the chatas and you do the sprinklings, you take the neck of the bird and you rub it against the mizbeach. It's like a shirayim, the leftover. That's the nafkamina. Mar saver ma'akev, mar saver lo ma'akev. Rashi explains, just look at the pasuk. Rashi says, he quotes, Dechuli amma, shirayim lo ma'akev, bechatos v'afil pnimios. The shirayim are never ma'akev. Whether it's a regular chatas on the outside mizbeach, whether it's the chatas that's in pnimios, none of them are ma'akev. V'hanoch shirayim diplugubo, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, b'mitzvei chatas ha'of, shushirai haza'asa. The leftover blood from the oaf, those are the shirayim that's referring to. That's the machlokas, d'chsiv v'hizav, and dam machatas al-kir mizbeach. You sprinkle the blood of the bird on the mizbeach, v'anishar badam, and the remaining blood, that's the machlokas, whether that remaining blood of the oaf is going to be ma'akev or not ma'akev. That, the rest of the pasuk tells me, ha'nishar badam yimatzei el yusod mizbeach. So you take the restover blood, the leftover blood of the oaf, and you smear it on the yisod. So that's the machlokas where that's ma'akev. But shirayim of a behema, that everybody agrees, according to Rapapa, it's not ma'akev. Gemara now halfway down the Amud quotes a brisa, Tani Kavasa di Rapapa, a brisa that supports Rapapa, who holds Rashi says that Rabbi Shmuel says that shirayim are not ma'akev. The machlokas is only by the mitzoy ha'of, but the shirayim of behema are not ma'akev. So let's see where we see this opinion that Rabbi Shmuel holds this way. Ves kol hapar yishpoch. The pasuk says that all the blood should be spilled out. So the pasuk is talking about the par of the kohen Mashiach. This is in the beginning of Vayikra Perek Dalad, that the you take the blood and the kol dam hapar yishpoch ha'yisodim mizbeach ha'ol. The pasuk says you take the shirayim of the kohen Mashiach's par and you pour it on the yisod. So matam lomar par. We know we're talking about the par. It should just say in the pasuk ves kol dam yishpoch. Why is it kol dam par? We know we're talking about the par mishiach. That's the context. So par is coming to include another par. Limeid al par yom kippur, a different par. The par that the kohen brings on yom kippur that requires shaton matan damim liyisod divrei rebbe to include also the par of the kohen gadol of yom kippur that also requires the shirayim. So that's a statement that's not related to what we need right now. And Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, Kal v'chomer, this is a Kal v'chomer. We don't need a pasuk to tell me this din. Certainly the Par Yom HaKippurim requires Shirayim. What's the Kal v'chomer? Ma im mishein nichnesu damo lefnim chova, that which doesn't require to go into the lefnim. We know the Par Kohen Mashiach, you take when you shecht, when a Kohen Kadol, when he sins during the rest of the year, you take a par and you sprinkle it inside the parochas, inside the mizbeach ha'pnimi. But you don't have to. Meaning, the Kohen Kadol doesn't have to do a sin to get himself to bring a par Kohen Mashiach. It's not a chova. And yet, when it happens, the halach is ta'on yisod. It requires pouring the shirayim on the yisod. So then, misha nichnas damol lefnim chova. That which has to be brought b'chiv every single year, meaning the par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is a chiv, so certainly ain't no din shaton yisod. Certainly that does require yisod. Again, if the par Kohen Mashiach, which is not a chiv, requires yisod, so certainly par Yom HaKippurim requires yisod. It's a kal v'chomer. You don't need the pasuk par to include Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim for the shirayim. Rabbi Kiva says a slightly different kal v'chomer. I'm a Rabbi Akiva, ma mish ein damo nichnas lefnai v'lefnim bein lechova bein lemitzvah. He adds in the word bein lemitzvah here. That which doesn't require being brought into the lefnim, whether it's a requirement or even a mitzvah. And what they explain means here the mitzvah by the par kohen Mashiach, not only is there no chiyah for the kohen gadol to bring it, but there's no mitzvah, there's no setzman either. It's pretty much the same thing, but just Rashi doesn't really comment on this.
He says lefnai v'lefnim.
He's talking about the... No, but we don't bring the par Mashiach and lefnai v'lefnim. We don't bring it to Kodesh Kodashim.
Right, he said it doesn't enter the Fnai B'Fnim. Rabbi Shmuel just said it doesn't enter.
Oh, he's saying that which the Kohen Par Mashiach doesn't go Kodesh Kodashim, Bein B'chol V'Bein B'Mitzvah, there's never a time when you bring the Par Kohen Mashiach in the Kodesh Kodashim, and yet it's Talon Yisod, so then Misha Nichnas Damo Chova L'Fnai V'Lefnim, that which requires going all the way into the Kodesh Kodashim, namely the Par Yom HaKippurim, Eino Din Shaton Yisod, so certainly that would require Yisod. So both Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel hold that the requirement of Shiraim of a Yom HaKippurim going on the Yisod is based on a Kav HaChomer, not based on a Pasuk. So then the Gemara says, Yachal Yakvenu. One may think that the Shiraim which are being brought should be Ma'akev Tamalomer. No. The Chila Mechapes HaKodesh as a Pasuk in Parshat Achrimos. When you've completed a Kapara, namely Shalmei Kol HaKaparos, all the sprinklings, but not the Shiraim, all the sprinkling Kulam, then you fulfill your obligation, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. But Shiraim, which are not the Mechaper, so they're not going to be Ma'akev either. So this is a clear statement of Rabbi Yishmael that the Shiraim are not Ma'akev, and that supports the opinion of Rabbi Papa above. The Gemara now says, let's now bring a Kal V'Chomer. We said above that the Par Koy Mashiach requires the Yisod, pouring the Shiraim on the Yisod. So the Gemara says, you don't need a Pasuk telling me that either, because that's based on a Kal V'Chomer. So we're going to make a suggestion based on this Havamina, that maybe the Shiraim of Par Koy Mashiach should be Ma'akev. Why? Because firstly, you don't need a pasuk to tell me it's you need Shiraim. It's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Kal V'Chomer lepar Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have Eira. He has to bring a par. So of course you should have to pour the Shiraim on the Yisod. Why? What's the Kal V'Chomer? We're learning, even though we don't normally read the parentheses, here we will. Me'sarir Nasi. Me'ata ma mishein nichnas dama lefnim lo lechava lo lemitzvah. When a Nasi sinned or any other carbon chatas, it never goes inside Lefnim, doesn't go to the Heichal, to the Baruchas, to the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Yet, it's telling Yisod, you have to pour the Shiraim on the Yisod. Misha Nichnas Damo Lefnim, Bein Lechova, Bein Lemitzvah. A Par Kor Mashiach, which does go into the Lefnim, which goes on the Baruchas and the Mizbeach HaPanimi. Eino Din Shetan, the Yisod, certainly should have that requirement of pouring on the Yisod. So then, one may think, Yachol Yakvenu. So since the Pasuk also says, in addition to the Kal V'Chomer, it does say that the you take the Shiraim of the Kohen Mashiach and you pour it in the Yisod, that should say, Shana Lava La'akev. It should look at Rashi three lines up from the bottom. Yachol Yakvenu Me'ata Dineve Kimosh Shana Lava Kasev La'akev. That's in the Pasuk, in addition to the Kal V'Chomer, the Pasuk also explicitly says that the Par Kohen Mashiach's Dam is Shiraim and goes in the Yisod. That would be a double limud. Whenever there's a double limud in Kachem, it tells us it's La'akev. So maybe the Shiraim should be Me'akev, at least in the world of the Par Kohen Mashiach. The Gemara says, no, Tamalomar Ves Kol HaPar Yishpoch. So what does that mean? What's going on, this last Joshua here? This pasuk somehow changing something to tell us that no, the Shiraim, even of the Parak or Mashiach, is not Ma'akev either. So look at the Rashi in the bottom here. Last three lines, the last word is Tamalomar, Veskol Dam HaPar, Nitku HaKasuf. Meseder Shar HaAvodos, it changed itself from the rest of the order of the Avodas. It changed it into Shiraim. What does that mean? Sheshina behiluch lashano. It changed the way the pasuk was speaking. Shekol ha'avodas, ksiv all the avodas, it says, lakach, vihiza, v'nas karnos. You take it, you sprinkle, you place it on the corners. V'kan lo ksiv v'shafach dama al yisod. Doesn't say you pour it. It says, elashina b'mashmao, linatko m'klal sharvodas, lomar she'enocho v'kmo ozolake. I mean, it says backwards. It first says, V'kol Adam Apar Yishpo. All the other ones, the verb was the first statement. V'lokach, V'hiza, V'sha, and V'nasam. Here it says, the Par Adam HaMashiach Yishpo. It's more of like an afterthought. And since the Pasuk changed around the presentation of the Shiraim, it tells us that it's turned as Shiraim. It's an afterthought. It's only Shiraim. In which case, even in the world of the Par Kor Mashiach, the Shiraim are not Ma'akir.
Is it because of Pashtus that you don't always have Shiraim?
We're about to see that in just a second here, whether that's the case, whether you have to have Shiraim or not. We mentioned it yesterday also in the Rashi. Let's see this next line here. The Gemara says, last two lines of the Amud here, Savar Rabbi Shmuel Mitzvah Chatas Ha'of Ma'akev. Is it really true that Rabbi Shmuel holds, remember above, we said that according to Rabbi Papa, in his world, Shiraim are not Ma'akev. And the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is whether the mitzvah chatas of that leftover is that me'akev. So we assume that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even though shirayim in general are not me'akev, the shiare chatas of is me'akev. So is that really true? The Gemara challenges that. Does Rabbi Shmuel really hold mitzvah chatas of me'akev? V'atana debay Rabbi Shmuel. There's a brayse in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that says, based on the pasuk, v'anishar bedam yimatzei. If it's leftover blood, you have to pour it on the yisod of the oaf. The leftover blood of the oaf is poured on the yisod. Only hanishar yimatzei if there is leftover. But she'eino nishar, if it's not leftover, lo yimatzei, you don't have to. Meaning, according to what Andrew is saying, you don't have to have shirayim, only if there happens to be. So this is in the world of the chatas oaf at least. Yes, the Rashi seemed to say the same thing by a behema. So if Rabbi Shmuel really holds its ma'akev, then how could it only be if there is, if there's not? It should always have to make sure that there's shirayim in order to fulfill that idea of shirayim, because he holds its ma'akev. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's trei tanai v'aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. There are two different understandings of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. One opinion, Rabbi Papa felt that Rabbi Shmuel held that shirayi chatas oaf is ma'akev, and this brisa thinks that according to Rabbi Shmuel, shirayi chatas oaf is not ma'akev. Okay, Gemara now says on Amun Beis, two lines down, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hai Tana Savar Shirayim Ma'akve. The following Bryce we're about to see, the following Tana tells us that Shirayim are in fact Ma'akve. The Tana, the Bryce tells us, HaKoin HaMechate Osa. The Kohen's Mechate, who puts the Dam on the Mizbeach, Osa, he does it. What is Osa coming to tell me? So it's talking about a Chatas here. So the Halacha is, the Gemara says, Osa Shiniten Dama Lamala, below osa shiniten dama lamata. So only that which you put the blood on the top is it yote, but not that which is supposed to go on the bottom. Meaning only if you sprinkle chatas, which is supposed to be sprinkled on the top, are you yote yachid. But if you take something like an ola, which is supposed to go on the bottom, and you put that on the top, that's not going to be good. So again, hamachate osa shiniten dama lamala is kasher lamala. But velo also not that carbon shiniten dam lamata that's supposed to have the blood on the bottom, that won't be good if you sprinkle it on the top. So Gemara said Amris v'chimayin basa michla. Where would you think? And where would the havmi be that you think the lamata would be kosher had it been placed in the lamala? Shinemar says v'dam tzvachecha yishbach al mizbeach. You take the leftover blood, the shirayim, and pour it on the mizbeach. Lamana, we see from here from this pasuk. We learn from that pasuk that even though normally a chatas requires four sprinklings, one in each corner, if you only do one for the chatas, you're yotze. So yachal, one might think, just like you, one of four is yotze, afa nitanin lamala shenitin lamata keeper, one might think if you change the location from top and you put the chatas on the bottom, that would be sufficient as well. V'dinu, and it's also logical to say that if you take the chatas which goes lamala and you pour it in lamata, it should be good. Why? Because nemru damim lamala v'nemru damim lamata. It says the word damim when it comes to the chatas which goes above, and it says the word damim when it comes to the ola which goes below the chudasikr, that line that goes around the mizbeach. And we have now a gzera shava. Ma damim hamurim lamatan shenitna lamala lo keeper, just like the karbanos, the damim like the ola which is supposed to go on the bottom, if you put it on the top, it doesn't work. So af so too, damim hamurim lamalan, that which is supposed to go on the top, namely chatas, im nit lamata lo kiper, it doesn't work either. Meaning you don't need a, therefore we see from this that you don't need a pasuk, it's based on it's a din, it's a kavachomer, it's a svara, that the chatas placed on the bottom isn't good. So Gemara says lo, not sure. You wouldn't accept this kavachomer, because maybe only one direction is going to be possible, but you would have thought the other direction would have been kosher. What do you mean? Im Amris, if you would have said, B'tachtonim shenitnan b'nesina lamala shein sofon lamala and lo keeper, that makes sense. Meaning what? The tachtonim, the carbon ola which is supposed to go on the bottom, you put it on the top, that makes sense, it's not good, because ola never goes on the top. You're never supposed to put the ola on the top. So that's why the ola placed on the lamala is never good. But Tomer, are you going to say the same thing by the Elyonim? The Chatas, which is supposed to go on the top, above the Chalasikra, Shenitna Lamata, the place on the bottom, would that be possible? Sheesh Mem Karv Lamata. Meaning even the Chatas, which goes above, the Shirayim of the Chatas go on the bottom. So even the Chatas does have some relevance to the Mata. So that I have a minute to think that although the Chatas, L'chachila, should be placed by Elyonim, but the Evid, if you put it on the Mata, it should be good as well, because the Shirayim of the Chatas go on the bottom also. And for that reason, you need the pasuk also telling me that no, the zrikas have to be lemala. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Damim hapnimim yochichu. Let's look at the karbanos that go inside the heichal. That should prove otherwise. Sheyesh bem kar b'chutz, and yet im not an matzchilas b'chutz lo kiper. Just because you have the shirayim is relevant, doesn't mean you could have thought that the zrika should be relevant there as well. I mean, the damim hapnimim, the chatas that go inside the heichal, that has shaychus to the mizbeach chutz. In other words, that the shirayim of the pnimim go in chutz. But even though it's shayach b'chutz through the shirayim, doesn't mean that the zrika b'chutz would have been good. You can't do the zrika of the pnimim on the mizbech achiton, doesn't work. So why would you think that the chatas achiton, the regular chatas, if you were to sprinkle it on the bottom, it would be good just because the shirayim are on the bottom. The shirayim really have no impact on where the zrika is going to be placed. So Gemara says, lo. I understand why the damim hapnimim, why that case, it's not relevant to sprinkle b'chutz at all. She'ein mizbech hapnimi mimarkun. Because mizbech hapnimi isn't the one, you haven't completed all the different zrikas. It's not its final place of zrika. We'll see in a second where else you do the zrika. But Tomer, are you going to tell me, bel yonim, sharei karnos mimrakos osam? When it comes to the el yonim, the chatas, which goes in mizbech hachitzom, the corners on top of the mizbech, that really completes the mizbech, that completes the zrika. And therefore, im not lamala, lamata, I would think sherim. So look at Rashi, just to make this last point clear here. If you look at Rashi, you're halfway down the nine lines, the narrow lines. She'ein mizbech ha'pnimim memarkan. She'ein sham gemar matan damim, shodan shichan avoda achas hilka chamiri. Meaning, when it comes to the mizbech ha'pnimi, the carbon ha'pnimios, so there is a certain chumrah that it's not enough for the mizbech ha'pnimi that you have to do the karbanos, but there's another area we're going to see in a second where that you have to do the zrikas to make it a more chumrah. So that's why there's a general chumrah by the pnimim that the shechting or sprinkling b'chutz won't work. But Tomer, you're going to have that same chumrah when it comes to nitanim lemala, namely achatas that get sprinkled on top of the chudah sikra, bekarno shememarkas osam, shu gemar matan demem lakev, that the chatas outside just has to go in one place to mizbech, and nowhere else does it go. So since there's no chumrah, you would think there should be just like a makel by having just one location, so too should there be a kula in terms of if you do it on the bottom as well, where the makom of the shirayim goes. So the Gemara answers, I hope you're still with me here a little bit. So Gemara says, where do we go? Tamalamar Osa. That's why we need the Xerzakas of Osa Shniten Dama Lamala, Velo Shniten Dama Limata. It only works if you sprinkle the Chatas above, not if you sprinkle the Chatas below.
So that. Didn't we learn before that if you sprinkle on the top, it might not fall down. So you're not Yotze, but if you do the top, instead of the top and the bottom, you're Yotze because it always goes down to the Yisod.
Correct. I think the Gemara is about to say that right now. We did mention it. Did the Gemara here say that? The Gemara didn't have that svara.
No, it didn't have that svara. We learned it.
But yeah, this is. I think this similar svara was mentioned earlier, yes. So the Gemara then says, so now that's the whole b'risa. Now why do we need the b'risa? Remember, the whole purpose of the b'risa is supposed to teach us that shirayim are ma'akif. So now where do we see that in this b'risa? So now the Gemara goes back to that one line we had, that my she'em is be'ach ha'pnimim merakan. We said above that there's a certain chumrah that the karbanos ha'pnimim had in that it had multiple places where you have to do the sprinklings, which was a certain chumrah, and that's why we can't tolerate it being sprinkled outside either. That's part of the chumrah. So where else does the karbanos ha'pnimim have to be sprinkled? Lav elu shirayim is not referring to that not only do you sprinkle the karbanos ha'pnimim on Mizbech HaPnimi, but you also have to do Shirayim on Mizbech HaChitzom. And we see from there that it's Ma'akev the carbon. So we see from here that Shirayim are Ma'akev. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Li Rav, if that's the case, if you think that the Shirayim are really Ma'akev, Ihachi, Teisi B'Kav HaChomer. I could use this as a Kav HaChomer and say as follows. Ma Shirayim HaPnimiim, Shesofen Chova B'Chutz, Yet Asam B'Tchila B'Chutz, Lo Keeper. Well, if it's true that the Shirayim of a Karbanos HaPnimiim are Ma'akev, so now, if a pneumium carbon, which the end, meaning shrine, are going to be shecht, are going to be sprinkled b'chutz, and yet the tchila, if you do the zrika of the pneumium b'chutz, it doesn't work, lo kiper. So now I could conclude, hanitarnin lamala, shen sofon chova lamata, that which is sprinkled on top, namely a chatas, which is above the chodes sukkah, which does not have a chiv at the end, the shiraim, is not a chiv by a chatas, a regular chatas. Vasam betchila, and if I were to do it lechachila, the zrika, the bottom, the mata, eino din shlo kippur, is it not a kavachomer then? That it's not going to work if I do the chatas below either. I mean, I wouldn't need the pasuk of Osa. It would have learned the kavachomer based on pnimim if it really were to be true that shirayim are ma'ake by pnimim. So therefore, the fact that we don't have a kavachomer and we need a pasuk Osa tells me that the shirayim of pnimim are not ma'akev. So then the Gemara wants to know, okay, so once we've established that shirayim are never ma'akev, so what's shot in the pasuk? When we said that the mizbech pnimi is not mimarik, the karbonos apnimim, where else does the zrika have to go? Gemara says the obvious answer. Ein mizbech apnimi memarakan milvan. It's mizbech apnimi isn't the only location of the zrikas of the karbonos apnimim. Ela parochas, you have to sprinkle on parochas as well. So since there's again a certain chumra that apnimim have, that's why we're able to make a kavachomer to the regular chatas ayachid, which does not have the chumra where there's only one location of the zrika. Okay, let's finish off this daf now. The Gemara says, Tanur Banim quotes a Braisa, V'chila Mechaper, this is a pasuk in Achrei Mos describing the zrikas of the Avodah Shema Kippurim, V'chila Mechaper. It says the word V'chila, then it says the word Mechaper. We had this Braisa before a couple of times, I think. So the first spinner of Akiva switches around the drash. He first says it really should be Mechaper before Chila. He switches around and says, in Mechaper, call. If you did the Kapara, meaning you did all the sprinkling, the Kapara, Chila, you've done your obligation. Vim lo chiper, and if you didn't do all the sprinklings, lo chila, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, divrei Rabbi Kiva. And the kapara is not going to shirayim, it goes on zrika. So it's clear from Rabbi Kiva that shirayim are not ma'akev, it all depends on the mechaper. If you did the kaparos, you're fulfilled. If you didn't do kaparos, you're not fulfilled the obligation, but the shirayim are not on the radar according to Rabbi Kiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mipnei malo nemar im kila chiper. Why didn't you learn the pashup shot and say, im kila, if you completed your obligation, then you're mechaper. Was kila mean? If you did everything you had to do, even the shirayim, so then you have a complete kapara. Vim lo kila, if you didn't complete it, then lo keeper, you haven't completed your kapara. If you missed one of the stages, lo asa v'lo klum, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. So what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? They sound very similar to what I just said. Then my benai, what's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Chanamar, Mashmalos, Darshinan, Ika benayu. There's no nafkamina. They just have a different drasha. Mechaper kil or kil mechaper just had a darshan the pasuk, but they have the same exact conclusion. But Chadamar, the other one of the couple of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, one of them holds that Shirayim Akvid Ika Benayu, that they're actually arguing about whether Shirayim are Ma'akiv, that according to Rabbi Kiva, only that which provides Kapara, namely Zrika, is Ma'akiv, but that which doesn't provide Kapara, namely Shirayim, is Ma'akiv. But Rabbi Yehuda focuses on Chila, on finishing your obligation, whatever is listed in the Torah, that does include Shirayim, that would be Ma'akiv according to the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's a machlokas, how to understand this machlokas. So Gemara says, Tistaim, let's conclude that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who holds Amar Shirayim Akvi. He must hold that Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shirayim Ma'akev. How do you know this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, he holds Ledivir Omer, the one who holds Shirayim Akvin, he may be par Echad Umascha B'tchila Befnim. What's going on here is, let's say during the Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, and you've done all the sprinklings, and the one thing you haven't done yet was the Shirayim, you have to go now bring a whole new cow to get Shirayim to pour the Shirayim, because he holds that Shirayim are Ma'akev. So this is the Rabbi's statement in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, so he holds that Shirayim are Ma'akev. He must be the one who understands that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Shirayim are Ma'akev.
So you hold it, you have to go hold the whole Avoda again, or just...
I think just that part, just that stage. Every time there's a new stage, as long as you completed that stage, you already stored that away, filed it away. That's what it seems, yeah. That's what it would seem. Rashi might explain a little bit further, greater detail here. So then the Gemara says, Atu Rabbi Yochanan less like Haisvara? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to this? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan Tana Rabbi Nechemia Kidivei Omer Shirayim Ma'akvin. He does acknowledge that there's an opinion out there, Rabbi Nechemia, that Shirayim Ma'akvin. So either one, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan both acknowledge such a sheet of Shirayim Ma'akvin. So Gemara says, El must be El Kidivei Omer V'lav L'hani Tanai Hachanami Kidivei Omer L'av L'hani Tanai. Meaning what? Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi agree that there is some Tana out there that holds Shirayim Ma'akvin. Their debate is Rabbi Yehuda one of those opinions? mean, Rabbi Nechemya clearly holds Shirai Ma'akve. They're just debating, does Rabbi Yehuda fit into that category, Rabbi Nechemya, or does he not? And that is unclear. In which case, we're saying Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan both acknowledge the Shita, but it's unclear from their statements whether they hold Rabbi Yehuda to that Shita as well, in which case it's inconclusive who holds which way in this particular discussion. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, and we'll continue.